the obviously there's a been a record night predicted in Scotland for the Conservatives tonight. What are you predicting or hoping happens?
I think you could be right. I think that second place would be, you know, we're throwing this figure about a second place as if it's not important, but this is a huge, huge event that we're even talking about. It's a realistic possibility. This is the people of Scotland saying that we now need a strong opposition. Doesn't matter what party you vote for, if you care about your country, you should care about having a strong opposition, and the Conservatives are going to deliver that if we're given the chance.
And have you got any prediction, any indication so far about what's going on in Carrick and Cunnington Valley?
I suspect we're looking at an SNP victory, we'll be honest about that. I have no concerns about that. I'm fully prepared for that. That's absolutely fine. Between ourselves and Labour, I wouldn't be a fool who would guess, so I'll guess it will be very, very close, as
and
a fool.
Obviously, you're saying second place is what you're expecting. Do you think it's sensible for the Conservatives to like put that out there as their goal? Do you think they should have went as we're going to win?
No, I think that's Conservative values to the heart. We're not going to make silly promises of winning an election. I think second is sensible, it's realistic, it's achievable. Even if we don't achieve it, we'll get close to it. We're not the sort of party who would make rash predictions and say we're going to win an election. That's what we're all about. We're sensible, baby steps, slow, solid progress.
Do